Chapter 16. The winds had been light the prior day, and as a result, the shifting mounds that had begun to cover smaller items had blown clear. Reflection from the metal parts littering the debris field were everywhere, like an exploded disco ball. The gouge carved by the Azbrew's crash was a jigsaw puzzle of destruction, filled with exposed bits of the ruined craft, torn free as its belly slid along the hard ground. Most of the storage compartments in the lower rear of the ship had been completely destroyed, ripped apart on impact. Unfortunately, that was where the majority of their foodstuffs had been located. As this was to be a relatively short test run, the Azbrew hadn't even been loaded with anywhere near her full capacity of the assorted freeze-dried and vacuum-sealed meals. There was more than enough for the slimmed-down crew for a lengthy voyage, should it be required, but nowhere near what the stranded men and women would need to feed them for more than a few months. And that was if those supplies hadn't been shredded and flung to the wind. Charlie and Rika were both painfully aware of their increasingly poor outlook for survival. "If we don't find at least some of those pods, we're going to have to go on stricter rationing," Charlie grumbled as they trudged along the ship's debris trail. "I know," Rika said. "In fact, I was thinking it might be a wise idea to do it anyway. Even if we had all of our supplies, we have no idea how long we'll be stuck here, or if there is any native vegetation or even, I don't know, algae or something for nutrition."
"I'll pass on algae, thanks," Charlie said, crinkling his nose.
"If we have to resort to Winnie's dead rats, you'll thank me if we find algae," she shot back.
"Dead rats?"
"Yeah, protein is protein. And anyway, by the time we find them, they'll probably be rat jerky anyway." Charlie felt a hot flash of bile in his throat and gagged a little. "Sorry, I forgot how sensitive you were about food."
"It's okay," he said, taking a sip of water and wiping his lips. "It's just, I'm really not an adventurous eater, you know."
"That I do," she replied with a grin. "But if things don't improve, and I mean dramatically, you may find yourself needing to get over that issue sooner than later."
The duo trudged along, digging through what appeared to be debris-dense areas as they pulled their sled behind them, hoping to find anything worth salvaging. 2 hours had passed when Charlie suggested a break from the heat of the sun. Rika was more than glad to take him up on the suggestion, and in short order, he rigged a temporary sunshade for them from bits of metal and plastic gathered from the debris field. Seated comfortably in the shade, they surveyed what they'd managed to dig up so far.
It wasn't much.
"So, we've got a roll of duct tape, 4 intact containers we can use for water storage, a few small canteen-sized ones, and a few drained but seemingly undamaged battery packs. Though we'll have to see if we can find a way to get them charged on a trickle feed once we get back to the ship."
"Don't forget the food," Rika said.
"Of course, and one slightly worse-for-wear case of freeze-dried beef stroganoff," Charlie added.
"That's really gonna suck without enough water to properly reconstitute it.
And if you eat it dry, it'll absorb the moisture in your gut and leave you all plugged up. A food cork of sorts," Rika joked.
"That is downright nasty, Rika."
"But true."
"Well, yeah, true, but still nasty."
The corners of her eyes crinkled slightly, glad for the moment of levity breaking up the stress of their otherwise oppressively difficult situation. Charlie dug through a few plastic containers holding sealed pouches with a variety of seeds in them. They had once been carefully cataloged and organized, but after the crash, they were a jumble of tiny, vacuum-sealed pouches that grew Lord knew what.
"What do you think? These look like apple seeds to you?" Charlie asked, holding up a pouch to the light.
"Could be," Rika said, scoping out the seeds.
"Great. All we need now is about 3 years and a few 100 gallons of water, and we'll be rolling in apples.
If we can find any of the hydroponics equipment, we could maybe try to set up a small greenhouse. Use more of your solar stills to generate enough water to maybe grow something."
"That's a great idea. But you know those were stored in the ship's belly, right along with the rest of the experiment equipment for our little voyage. And all of that is strewn over a few miles of desert. So I pretty seriously doubt we're going to find any of it intact enough to use."
Rika's shoulders slumped slightly.
"Hey, but it was a really good idea," Charlie quickly added.
"I mean, who knows? Maybe we'll get lucky, right?" Never say never. She smiled. I appreciate the pep talk, or the attempt at one anyway. But you're right, we're pretty well screwed on the food growing front. Though maybe if we can somehow get the scanning arrays up, we'll be able to see if there's anything resembling foliage beyond the line of sight out here. Well, the reactor core is intact, so given enough time to scrap together parts, I think I should be able to power up the unit. That is, if it wasn't too badly damaged in the crash. But we could make fixing it a priority. Not like we have any other pressing obligations, right? And the plasma cutters seem to be undamaged, so once I rig a power source for it, we should be able to use it on thicker pieces so we can build some proper shelter. No telling how long the weather on this planet will stay favorable. Good point. For all we know, it could get much colder, or hotter for that matter. I suppose, worst case scenario, we use the EVA suits. We've got plenty of them stored in the ship, and almost all of them are intact. So those can be an emergency source of insulation if the weather starts to really shift on us.
You think we'll really live long enough to see that, though? Charlie asked, fixing her with a sad look.
You know what? I do, and so should you. We need to keep our spirits up, if not just for us, then for the others. It's going to be a while before they're healed up enough to help us. So for now, as long as we're acting as nursemaids, we need to set the tone.
Charlie digested her words, the sage advice well taken, despite their desperate situation.
You're right, Rika. Sorry I was being a downer. No, you've got every reason to be down. But right now, we simply can't afford it.
She climbed up to her feet and brushed the sandy red soil from her hands.
Come on, let's get back to it. I thought I saw something in the distance. We should check it out.
With that, they folded up their sunshade, loaded it onto the sled with the other salvage, and started walking beneath the glaring gaze of the world's twin suns.